help us to realize there's only one way, and that's the way that you've created for us, God. Bless us. Help us, God, to keep moving forward in the right way, in the righteous way. And we'll thank you forevermore throughout all eternity, God. God bless all the requests that's been given in this morning. God, some had a little hand. God, they said, remember Wayne this morning. God, he needs a blessing. He needs a touch. God, do help him, Lord, to see the right ways to go. And God bless our children, business, family, neighbors, surrounding community, God. Bless this Easter Sunday coming up, God. God, we want to do just what you have us to do in every service. But God, this is a special service set aside to praise your name and honor your name for what you've done for us, God. And we want to praise you and have everything done just right, God, for the glory of God. God bless those who are sick and suffering in their bodies this morning, cancer, diabetes, and God, whatever the issue might be, Lord, that one has passed. Bless them families, God. We'll miss that loved one. God, you know there's some broken hearts this morning. God, anytime somebody passes and leaves this world, somebody somewhere is going to miss them, God. Do bless them families, Lord, and we'll thank you and praise you. There's some said they had lost loved ones, need to be saved, God, lost children. Lord, do bless God. God, Marcel, God, Katie on the way. But God, bless the rest of the family, God. Bless them and help them, God, to seek the ways of the Lord. And we'll praise you and thank you for this morning, God. God, we'll thank you and praise you, Lord. Lord, do bless the little church. Help us keep going. All of us, God, we represent the church here this morning, God. Bless all of us together, Lord. That we can keep going forward, God. But Lord God, bring us all together, Lord, in the unity of the Spirit. God, help us walk together. We praise you, God, forevermore for that, God. Sammy, Taylor, God, Gary, John, and bless you, Lord, help us, God. God, we praise you for that, Lord. God, do bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Bless the surrounding churches. Bless our churches that we fellowship.
Thank you. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
You ever been there? Yeah.
You ever been in that place where you couldn't feel God?
Yeah.
And you're wondering, where are you, God?
Yeah.
Where's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Where's the God that I serve?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear that voice. My child, I'm right here. Whoa, glory to God. Say, I'm right here.
Sorry, I'm here. When we began to seek Him, and we began to pray. You know, I opened my Bible and started reading this morning about Nicodemus.
Yeah.
You must be born
again.
You must be born again, Nicodemus. He didn't quite understand it. But God had to show him. You must be born again to make it there.
Yeah.
You must have the blood of Jesus and life. Only the pure in heart shall see the Lord. See what it said?
Right.
I didn't say it. He said
it. Right.
Only the pure in heart shall see Him.
Right.
I want to have a pure heart.
Yeah.
Because I want to see.
Right.
And by His help and by His grace, I will see Him one day. He said to watch and pray. We better be watching, I'm telling you. It's closer now than ever.
Yes, it is.
Be praying. Don't want to miss it. I don't want to be left behind.
No.
But I want to go up.
Yeah.
That's right.
With the shadow. Praise God. I feel like traveling on.
Yeah.
How about
Amen.
You?
Yeah.
Feel like traveling on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We come here to worship God.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's
and
right.
We come out to worship Him. That's what
that's
we
right.
come for. Yes. We come for Him to move amongst us.
He's seeking such.
Yes.
Praise
seeking such.
will follow him, that will praise him.
Yeah.
He inhabits the praises of his people.
Right.
So we must praise
him.
That brings our blessings.
Praises
bring us out of us. Praise God.
I tell you, I just feel God.
Yeah.
I felt it when I got up this morning. Man, I didn't wait till I got to church to feel
God.
When I got up this morning,
I just felt the Lord. I had my music going. And, you know, and you know how that goes sometimes. But I just thank God for being so good to me and for answering my prayers.
Yeah.
If your prayer hadn't been answered, just keep on praying.
Keep on praying.
It's on the way. It's on the way. He's going to answer that prayer.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when he's going to do it, but he's going to do
that.
He said he will. And I believe in Jesus. And I believe in his word.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
It won't never fail him.
Amen.
The truth is the truth.
That's right.
And that's what I want.
You can't change the truth.
Truth.
That's
the truth. It will never fail. God's word is infallible. It won't pass away.
Uh-uh.
It won't diminish. His word is forever His word is forever settled in heaven. Can you imagine that? Heaven's going to be a great place, y'all.
Yes.
And I hope to see everyone here there.
Praise the Lord.
Everyone. It is not his will that any should perish.
No.
It's not God's will
that
we perish. It's not.
That all of repentance.
That's right. He loves us so much.
Praise the Lord.
That he sent his own son. His own son to die for us.
Yeah.
On that cross. Shed his blood for us. His own son. I thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for me that I'll ever be what God would have me to be.
Yeah.
Most of all, I'll be obedient.
Praise
him.
The Lord.
That's right.
Because when I stand before
right.
him,
that's right.
I don't want to be found guilty.
Right.
But I want to hear him say, well done.
Amen.
Enter in.
Amen.
You've been faithful over a few things. Just enter into the joys of, don't you know, to hear those words is going to be so wonderful. Worth it all. Worth every mile that I travel for the Lord. That old enemy will come around and he'll say, where have you got with God?
That's right.
Don't tell me the devil don't talk.
He does.
What has God done for you?
Right.
I just listen to him. Lately, I'll say, devil, let me tell you what God's done for me.
Yeah.
And I start naming what God's done for me.
He's got the other side.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Start doing that.
Yeah.
Start praising God.
Yeah.
Thanking God for what he's done for you.
Yeah.
I can look way back and see all the things God has done for me.
Right.
And some I don't even know that he's done
for
me.
Right.
That I don't even know about.
Right.
That he's kept me from.
Praise the Lord.
But I thank him for every bit of
it.
I thank him and I praise him. Y'all pray for me.
Yes,
I'm going to try to help you. Praise God.
Let's just
travel on, church.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. Travel on. We may be small in number, but that's okay. Jesus is with us. That's all that matters. As long as we got King Jesus.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. That's all that matters.
Praise
as long as the Master's here. That's all. That's what I want. Praise God. Y'all pray for me. Praise God.
Can you sing that song, He's Coming Soon? There's no doubt. Praise the Lord. I tell you what I'm looking for. Praise the Lord. If he don't come today, you better believe I'm going to be looking for him tomorrow.
Yeah.
This world's full of disaster, turmoil, confusion. If they can't find nothing else to holler, they'll holler race, hate, or they'll come up with something. But I tell you what, I don't want to be giving him none of it. Do you? Praise the Lord. I don't want to be guilty of being caught up with this world. Sure, I like to vote. Sure, I like to do things out there. You got to. You're supposed to participate. You see the big part of government. But you ain't got a big part of this crazy world out there. Come. Is it going crazy or not?
Then go.
Boy, they confused. The Bible talks about perplexity, and that means foolishness. crazy.
Yeah.
They don't know which way to go in the morning. They don't know what to do. If it's right, I'll tell you one thing, they don't want to go that way. If it's right, they want to turn and go the other way. I'm going to tell you one of the craziest things, these illegal immigrants. If you harbor a fugitive in your home, illegally, harbor, that's illegal. If you take an illegal immigrant in your home, what's the first thing you got to say? Illegal. But they want to set them free and kill their babies at the same time. Since 1973, over 60 million babies have been aborted. But they want to take in somebody else's children and feed them, put them on Medicaid, put them on welfare, give them all the help they need, persecute somebody because they want to blame them for some of them dying. They'll walk 5,000 miles across them countries down there to get to the border. That's enough to kill anybody. Praise the Lord. You know what? Kill children. Them little children's doing it. 5,000 miles. One straight shot. I couldn't imagine what them folks is going through. And I feel sorry for them. My heart is extended to them. Pray for them. They got to help them. But if they're illegal, they're illegal. If I do something wrong, it's illegal.
Yes.
They'll try me, carry me to the courthouse and find me, put me on probation, or put me in jail or something. But I can't understand how they want to let somebody go that ain't even a citizen of the country. Turn them loose and just let them have their way. I don't understand that. Amen. Your sanctuary is in God. Amen. When you get your heart right with God, you'll want to get everything else right.
Right.
Was it Zacchaeus said, I'll pay him back fourfold if I've done any wrong? That's a restitution to be made.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Brother Darnell, when I got saved, I was going around the different ones. I didn't live like no saint when I was a sinner. And a sinner can't live like no saint. I don't know where you get that from. But that's some restitution to be made. That's why a lot of folks can't be saved today. They won't go back and straighten up that crooked path they left behind. When you go back around repenting and making things right, you'll make it right from there forward.
That's right. Keep making it right.
Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, God don't change.
We don't.
And His people don't change neither. They want to do things right. Amen. It might take you years to get things straightened out. I don't know. That's between you and God. I see people, sanctification works on you every day. I've seen people go for long periods of time trying to get things right in their life. You don't get it all done overnight. Praise the Lord. But you'll have a desire in your heart to make it right.
Yeah.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I still love the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's keep God. Let's keep God with us if the whole world falls apart. It looks like it is falling apart. Let's keep the Lord. Let's don't push Him out the door. Amen. Let's bring people in so they can have some of it. Amen. This here's for everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not supposed to be hidden. You can't hide holiness.
No, praise the Lord.
Amen. If you go to hiding holiness, you're hiding God. You can't hide God in your life. You can't hide Jesus in your life. Boy, that thought of Casey was out there the other day with a tear wanting to come out of her eyes and would testify. And I said, I thank the Lord for some testimonies.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Lisa, I appreciate that testimony this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. It does me some good.
Yeah.
It'll do you some good too if you want the Lord.
Yes,
amen. I got a want to this morning, don't you?
Yes.
I got a want to this morning. I want to go on with God. He's blessed my life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Me and Sister Pam have been married 26 years in a few weeks.
Yes.
26 years. God's blessed us. Why do I want to grumble and complain? The 24th of this month will be 26 years. Why do I want to grumble and complain? God's blessed us to get this far.
Yes, He has.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We've had some times too. Now, don't get me wrong. Sister Pam, one time I never forget it. She was looking for an empty grocery bag, just a plastic bag with the handles in it. The groceries had gotten so low over the months that we didn't even have an empty grocery bag to put something in. Boy, I went to prayer. Now we've got bags floating around and falling around, having to throw them away and push them out the door. God can make a way if you need a grocery bag.
That's right. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What are you looking for?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. He's God in the valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We want a mountaintop experience every day. And then God's in the valley every day. Stirs me up, praise the Lord. I get excited when I talk about God.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody wants a mountain peak to praise the Lord. They want a mountain peak to reach out and touch God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I want to reach Him wherever I'm at.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The trials and temptations is for you.
That's right.
In Hebrews, He said to be exercised by them.
Yeah.
That your faith can grow.
That's right.
That you can be partakers
of
His holiness.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Right. Thank God.
Running on. Praise the good Lord. Amen. I don't feel like stopping nowhere.
No.
Amen. He had to tell me to stop and rest a while if He didn't. If He tells you to stand still a while.
Yeah.
Amen. But until He do, keep traveling on.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That song is just right this morning. Let's sing this. Let's sing this little song. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
So we love you, and I can't ever grow.
after a good long day at work, it's hot, tired, halfway disgusted, I know. Sometimes it'll be rough, don't it? Work, daytime, getting out and going to work. That's mostly what I do these days. Get to sit and I tell you, sometimes it just seems like it's been a hard day. Friday afternoon gets here, you know, thank God this week over with.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of have a spirit of rejubilating, you know, jubilation, regenerating something, you know, that you got it behind you. Get your good shower and a good meal, you're ready for the weekend, you know. But when we get home after a while, praise the Lord. Sister Lisa, we're going to have a church service that we've never had before. Praise the Lord. We feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hey. And I know it's real. Amen. The devil's come too late to try to fool me on that one. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you come by the Spirit of worship, being in the presence of Jesus and being in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. We feel His presence, amen. It's stirring in me this morning. I know it's stirring in you too.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't know how you'd be in here if it ain't stirring in you, praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord feels like it just fills the house sometimes. Praise the Lord. But you're talking about a jubilation, a spirit of worship, a spirit of wanting to. It's going to be there when we stand before the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe both my hands. Straight up before I ever realize it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've surrendered today. I have surrendered. You know when you get before God, you go over, you will be full of surrender. Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't you feel like just praising this
morning?
Yes, we don't have everybody in the house with the hands up praising this morning. Amen. I thank you this morning, Lord. Praise the Lord. I know He's good to us this morning. Amen. He is good to us this morning. Praise the Lord. Here at the Little Church. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Darnell, I came on the stand. I'm already announcing a big dinner and a singing and everything else for September next year. Be 50 years for the Little Church. 50 years next September. If the Lord tarries, and He'll let us, we're going to have us a dinner here on the ground and a singing too after church.
Cool.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just feel like it already. Amen. I feel like a spirit. I feel like a spirit of worship. Amen. The devil ain't going to change that. Get your heart, mind made up. Amen. Get your heart and your soul, your mind made up. Amen. You'll feel it every day. Amen. You'll want it every day. That desire won't change, amen. You know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. I don't come too far to turn back now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm like that old soul said, put my head in the air, feet on the rock, tell the devil my mind's made up. All right, y'all go ahead and sing us.
This is a song that
feel like getting in this morning.
Have requested us sing. We really haven't practiced it that much, but we're going to try to sing it for her this morning.
Who's on the north side?
In the dark.
a couple of verses that would have been in our Sunday school lesson this morning in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy have begotten us again. He said, and He would do it all again in the song. And He said He would do it all again in the Bible.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. When you get saved, Brother Darnell, it's a lively hope from the dead sins of this world, being dead in sin, unto a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. You can make it this morning. You can make it, folks. You can make it. Keep persevering. Keep pushing forward. Every one of you that needed prayer, wanted prayer, had prayer done this morning.
Yes.
Those that didn't. Amen. God done it for us. He begotten us again. And He'll do it again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't give up on God. God will make a way. Amen. If it takes you 25 years, keep persevering. If it takes you 50 years, keep persevering. It took the children of Israel 40 years. And somebody said, all right, don't take that long. You better talk to God about it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. How long did it take you, Brother Darnell? Was it 40 years? Was it 40 years?
Times.
Praise the Lord. It took Moses 40 years. Amen. He left the children of Israel and went to his father-in-law where he married. He stayed there 40 years. And then he went and got the children of Israel and took him 40 more. That's 80 years. And somebody said, oh, I can't believe it took 5 years. Boy, I don't think it'll take 5 years. You better pray and seek God. You better read your Bible. Amen. Who told you to give up? Did God tell you to give up? He said, I've begotten you again unto a lively hope. Amen. I don't care if you had to get saved 100 times. How many times did He tell me to forgive you? In one day, 7 times 7. And somebody said, I can't do that. I don't believe that. It don't work like that. It don't matter if there's how you believe or what you think. Line your thoughts up with the good word of God. He said, let this same mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus.
Right. Right.
Amen. I ain't got nothing for you that Brother Darrell's got unless it's the Lord.
Right.
He's the one to give me what I got this morning.
Yes.
Why would I want to give you something different?
Right.
I know everybody would be able to say amen to that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's easy serving God.
Yes.
Do it God's way. Amen. God will work it out.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I know Sister Amy probably got a little something she wants to say, but we've got to take the birthdays and the anniversaries and do the pity march. Because sometimes we don't do that pity march. I carry a little bit of pity back home to God, it pleased with you. He told me one time, he said, that's my money you carry back to the house. He said, you brought it for me, you leave it here for me. And I said, yes, Lord. And I've been doing it every Sunday. Praise the Lord. Who's got a birthday this week? Anybody? There comes one.
No, I've got
one. Oh, I thought you was coming.
Yeah.
I thought you had
done it. I'm not resident.
I thought you had put in one recently. Anybody got an anniversary? He's coming? Okay. Sister Pam and I, we're going to have one for this month. So with her birthday, the 23rd, our anniversary, the 24th. Boy, it don't feel like 26 years. It sure don't, but it's been 26 years. All right, well, no birthdays and anniversaries. Let us do the pity march. pray this morning. Thank you for your appearance this morning, being here. And God, I sure thank you for everything you do for him. He'll bless you for everything you do for him. And I know, without a doubt, he'll bless you for doing for him. So you continue to be faithful. Obey the good Lord. Keep persevering. And God will make a way. Amen.
I know I've talked a lot.
You go right ahead.
Praise the Lord.
People are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You may not know them,
yeah,
but they're watching your life.
Yeah.
And they're watching how you do.
That's
and I just thank God for that. I want to give him the praise.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I like that. Neighbors, amen, they probably know you better than you think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, they keep eye on you. Huh? They keep a watch on you. Somebody's looking for you to do something right. Do things right. That's right. Amen. When you least expect it. All right, Sister Amy, come on. Y'all pray for us. Lord bless and help us.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. Sister Amy, it's good to hear you back and hear you saying that. Again, every time I go to get up here, she always says, obey the Lord. And Sister Abby, if I don't, that's the best advice you can give me. If I don't, I'm in pickle. But I appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm so grateful for the service. I feel like we had just such a good spirit around here. We've had a lot going on, but it's all been good, Sister Lisa. And you got to tell it. If it tells you to get up another 10 times before the church service is out, you got to get up and do it. You know, you got to do what it says to. But I appreciate the Lord this morning, and the message is going to be a little bit all over the place. The Lord's gift, he's going to bring it all together. So y'all just pray for me. Help me. Stay out. Stay with me. Don't be jumping to conclusions. Let the Lord tell it, okay? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Job. If I didn't say this last week, I am going to say it this week. Might need to move one of your bookmarks to Job. I feel like we're going to be in Job a little while. We went straight on from, I believe it was Esther, right on into Job. So, Job chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 16. And you find it if you would say amen. That's Job chapter 3 and verse 16. Or as an hidden untimely birth had I not been, as infants which never saw the light. The wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Wherefore is light given unto him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures. Which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. Now, if you will, turn with me to John, chapter 2. We'll start with verse 1. That's John, chapter 2, and verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now skip down to verse 7. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. And the ruler of the feast had tasted the water which was made wine, and knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now, y'all help me out this morning. Sister Abby, the Bible talks about how you're supposed to laugh when they go out and cry when they come in. We don't do that, Sister Abby. Most of the time when we have a baby, we're so happy, we don't know what to do. And then when we lose somebody, we're so sad, we don't know what to do. We do it opposite. We don't mourn for the babies. We laugh for them. And we don't laugh for those who are going to heaven or those who are going out. We cry for them. Man is backwards in a lot of ways to God. Brother Donovan. Hence why we have the sin nature and he's God. So y'all help me out this morning. Sister Lisa, you've had a lot of good power this morning.
Bless the Lord.
And Sister Abby, you're getting right on up there. Okay?
Let
me tell you something about it, Sister B. When we stand in at that graveyard, and he said, Job said, you know, I wish that my birth was like an untimely birth. I wish it hadn't happened. With all that I've got going on and all that I've had, I wish that I would have never been born. I wish I could go where the weary aren't weary anymore, where the wicked, Sister Abby, are at rest, where I'm not tormented, where I can see the light, where I'm not in this dark, shadowy place that I'm in. He said, I wish, Sister Donna, he was praying, he said, I've lost everything, and I just wish I could be in a different place than I am now. He said, I cursed, in the verses before, he said, I cursed the day that I was born. Sister Abby, let me tell you something. He said, they dig for that grave. He said, they hunt that grave like hidden treasures.
Yeah.
Now, come on with me. Look at me like you understand, because we're fixing to get somewhere, Sister Anita. Sister Dana, pray for me. We're fixing to get somewhere. When you're standing in that graveyard and you got a grave, something, Sister Abby, has got to go in that grave. And in a spiritual graveyard, when you stand in there, and when I say this, you're going to know exactly what's supposed to go in that ground. The Lord, Sister Lisa, don't tell you nothing, don't show you nothing, don't give you nothing that don't come to pass. He's true to his word. So when you stand there at that graveyard, he means for something to go in that cemetery. And he don't mean, Sister B, for you to keep coming back and mourning it. But Job said, when I get it in the ground, it's not going to rest in peace. I am. I'm going to have peace once it's all over with. Sister Lisa, what troubles you so needs to go in the ground. What bothers you so? What's such a hindrance, Sister Abby, that keeps you from seeing the light needs to go down in the graveyard. Need to bury it. He said, I dug a grave. I dug it deep and I dug it wide because I wanted it to go down in that graveyard. I was tired of looking at it. I was tired of dealing with it. I was tired of seeing it going through it. I dug a grave and I wanted it big enough so that devil could go in it.
Come on now, I need some help. I ain't getting through like I want to, Sister Lisa. Stop praying for me. Let me tell you something about Job. Let me tell you something about Sister Amy right quick. I don't care. I fought the devil enough this week not to get victory this morning. We've had too good of a service, shouting and singing and preaching and testifying, and we're going to get through, Brother Darnell, this morning. I'm on the Lord's side. Grandma said, sing that song. Who is on the Lord's side? And it might not have been the Lord's will we sing, but it's the Lord's will I say. Who's on the Lord's side? Sister Amy is, and we're going to preach this message this morning. If it's the last thing I do, Sister Abby, he said, I can't see the light. I can't see nothing but darkness. I can't get out of this tunnel. I can't get the victory. The Lord said, what you need to do is kill the devil and put him in the graveyard. Sister Lisa, don't you get tired of that devil. Well, I'm a little tired of the devil's games. Keeping me in sorrow. Keeping me in pain. What's how's that song go? I'm just The first line just says, I'm tired. Sister Abby, you can't get out of nothing unless you're good and tired. We asked the Lord, we said, Lord, put me some new wine in this old bottle. Daddy, he said, unless I put new wine in a new bottle, it'd break the bottle.
Right.
So, Lord, give me a sign, and then I'll know what to do. Do what the book says, and then you'll get your wine. You're standing there at the graveyard, and you're saying, Lord, I don't want to put it down. I don't want to put it out. I don't want to bury it. I want to keep it here. Give me just a little bit of wine so I can feel it a little bit longer, and I can stay here. What you'll do with that new wine is bust that bottle wide open, and it'll spill out on the ground. Lord, my cup is full, and it's running over, but it's in a graveyard, and in a graveyard ain't gonna do you no good. Come on, Doc, Sister Donna. He said, I tell you what, when they were rejoicing, they went back to the party. They went back to the wedding feast, Sister Lisa. After they had left it in the graveyard, they went back and filled the water pot full and said, now, Lord, you can bless me. He can't bless that old shattered vessel. He can't bless that old garment torn and ready. He put a new patch on it and make it better. Sister Abby, you got to change all the way around. Job said, I'm tired of it being dark.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it being the light.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sitting down here with these dead bones.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this sin. I'm tired of this anguish. I'm just so tired. And he dug the grave and he put that devil in.
Amen.
He said, Sister Lisa, Sister Dina, I'm tired. That I can't see the light, Sister Lisa. I'm tired. Sister Abby, don't you get tired. The Lord told me, Sister Abby, the Lord told me that she was in a tunnel. And the tunnel was dark, Sister Abby. And the Lord told me, I love you, Abby. I love you with all my heart. I love you to pieces. I always have loved you. You know I love you. Lord told me that you was in a tunnel. And it's dark, Abby. And you can't see how to get out. But the Lord told me this morning he's going to send you a light. He's going to send you a light, Abby. And he's going to leave. That heart wants it so bad, Abby. That heart wants it so bad. That's all that heart wants is to get there. But you got to wait for that light, Sister Abby. You've been in darkness a long time, but you got to look for the light. You got to look for the light. Train your eyes, Abby, to see the light. It's used to darkness, but it needs to see the light in the grave, Abby, and put that darkness in the grave. Dig a grave, Abby, and go to the party and get you some new wine.
Right.
And she's done it what's right every step of the way.
Yeah.
access to them, and they sung before the beast said to keep quiet in the face of a lion.
That's right.
But I tell you what, he said, he told me a few weeks ago, he said, you're Daniel in lion's den. He said, I was Daniel, Sister Dana, and you know on the boat while they in the ark on the water. I tell you what, Sister Lisa, we got victory and we got authority. You get your life back, you get your victory back, you get that blood back, and you put that old devil back in the graveyard. Grandma, when you're right, you're right. He said, we are not under the law. He said, we're under the blood of Jesus. When you write, Sister Donna, you can put the devil in the face. I stood on the rock, put my feet on the rock. I squared my shoulders back, and I held my head up, and I looked the devil right in the eye. We went to toilet, and we looked right at it, and we jumped right back to it. And I said, I put my foot, I just stand just like a soldier. And I tell you, when you're right, you're right.
Right.
And you can put that devil in his place, Sister Lisa. You ain't got to sit down defenseless and weak. When the Lord says speak up, he means for you to speak up. I tell you what, one time I was Moses. Lord said, I make you humble. I make you stutter when you speak. I faced the lion and I stood. I cried, Sister Lisa. Cried tears. Spoke the truth and done it crying. They can't say I walked in there, Sister Dina, and said nothing I wasn't supposed to. I faced that line, and I done it with tenderness in my heart. I done it softly. I walked softly. He said, you speak soft to an angry person. I walked in there, Sister Lisa, and the Lord made me real soft. But this time, I am a lion. I'm just like Samson. He said, I took you from Moses, and I made you Samson. Yeah. Sister Lisa, when you need your strength, you'll have your strength. You know, he said, this is so untimely. No, it ain't. He said, I give you what you need when you need it. He said, the self-same power, I give you and just what to do. And I'm telling you this morning is the time to put that old devil in the graveyard. Sister Abby did you a 6x4. 6 feet deep, 6 foot long, 4 foot wide. And put that devil in it. Get you a vault and lock him up. Every time he starts knocking, you ain't even gonna be there to answer. Now go back to that graveyard, put on that tombstone. I sure miss you. I rest in peace, devil. You are the one supposed to be resting in peace with that devil in the ground. He said, where the wicked will cease from troubling, just to leave. Let him lay dormant for a while, and you get your rest. Put that devil down and leave him down. Job said, I'm so tired. Said, I'm so tired. I had a dream the other week. Terrible, horrible dream. And we've seen it now. It come to pass. But that woman leaned over and told Mama that resurrected Grandma Peggy. She had been dead. And they wanted her to preach a funeral, but she was dead. And they unwrapped her in a black tarp. And when she come back, she was twitching, looked like something possessed. The evilness was radiating off of her. And Mama was standing there, and I was saying, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And that woman leaned over, the one that brought her in, leaned over and said, it don't matter what she does today. When this is all over, she's going back in that casket. Sister Libby, the devil rages for a time. But when his time is over, it's over. And that morning, his time is over. When you write, you write. And you say it, and you do it just like the Lord tells you to. And you dig that grave, and you put him down in it. And don't let stand there and wait for him to knock on that back and say, I'd like to come back and talk to you again. You don't need to listen to nothing he's going to say in that ground. He's over, Sister Lee. His time is done. Your time has begun.
done.
That's right. Sister Abby, when it's over, it's over. The Lord said, when I shut that door, no man could open it. So when I closed it, it was closed. Until I opened it again, it was closed. Right on that casket. Your time is done. Your time is done. He said he walked the earth proudly, seeking who he may devour. When the sons of God met to talk about Job, he said, where have you been, devil? He said, I've been walking to and fro, seeking who I may devour. But the Lord said, your time is short. Walk while you can. Christian, your time is short. Walk while you can. Don't let the devil keep you down in that graveyard. He can't put wine in that dirty cup that you sit down in that graveyard. Get out of the graveyard. Go somewhere where the Lord wants you and be happy and have peace. Sister Abby, I was ashamed to say. I said the other day, I said, Lord, I got trouble at work. I need a new job. Pray. Pray. It is vital that I get a new job. It is vital. The time is up, Sister Lisa. Time is up. And the Lord gave me dates, and I feel like I'm going to go by them dates just like he says. Do just like he says, Sister Abby. When you're walking out in front of the world, in front of sinners, in front of hypocrites, you have to do just like he says. Because you don't want nothing you're going to have to come back and repent for. Because if you're going to be a good Christian and you do something you're going to have to repent for, you're going to have to go back and fix it. So you walk soft and you walk careful. But I will tell you this. Every day I've had enough grace, Sister Lisa, to make it through day after day after day. And I've been walking around in that pen, but Elijah has been sleeping. He said, I do pray and ask your Father anything, and he would do it just like you asked. So every day, Sister Daniel has been walking around in Elijah's inn, but they've been sleeping, Sister Lisa. Tell you what, I said, Lord, I ain't got no peace. I ain't got no peace. As I go home and I think about it, I come to work and I think about it, I said, I just ain't got no peace. But Sister Donna, he said, you would have a peace that passes all understanding. Sister Lisa, when you shouldn't have peace, you would have peace. When you was in the lion's den, you would have peace. When you was on that ark and that water was tossing to and fro, Sister Danny said, you'd have peace.
Yeah. Right.
So whose fault is it that I ain't got peace? That's mine. I let that old devil come up out of that graveyard. But now, Sister Lisa, it's time to bury that. You know that, don't you? It's time to bury it. My season is past. I've done all I can do there. My season is past. He said you'd be instant in season and out of season. Right now, it's off season. Have to be instant, Sister Lisa. But when that devil comes up, when he needs to go back in that graveyard, when it's time to put him down, Sister B, you got to put him down. Anything that stands in between you and the Lord is a devil. No matter what shape it comes in, no matter how it looks, no matter how it talks, it can have baby skin as smooth as a baby. But I will tell you this, we've seen babies before that was wolves in sheep's clothing. It don't matter what they look like or what they talk like. Anything getting between you and God is a devil. And it needs to go down in the graveyard. You need to go get some momentum. You go right down there. Sister Lisa. Timothy said, you stir up the spirit that is in you. Right. Sometime, like Sister Lisa said, you got to go somewhere. And you got to get determination. And you got to get faith. And you got to get hope. And you got to get anything else you need to make it. Sister Lisa, this is about making it. I want to make it, but I ain't going to heaven by myself. I want you to make it too. Brother Darnell, I'd love to see you over there. It's good to see you this morning. I ain't seen you in a while. It's good to see you. This is how. This is it. I appreciate the Lord this morning. I feel like we've had such a good service. Keep your spirit. We just go home and pray about what I said. Okay? home with some other things too. Go home and pray about it. Go home and ask the Lord. Go home and read about it. Go home and think about it. Everybody that we pray for this morning, Lord, give me some. It's not time to tell it yet, but pray. Be praying, children. It's good things. It's encouragement. It's a way to make it through, Sister Dana. Pray. Keep praying. Keep your faith. Put that devil in his place and rise again. A Christian ain't supposed to be beat down and torn apart and having doubt and this, that, and the other. A Christian is supposed to be strong. See, every trial in that Bible, every trial in this book, a Christian conquered. A lion? He's a lion slayer. Facing a bear? He's a bear slayer. You got the light? He's a giant slayer. You ain't got a problem that he can't solve. He's a great maker this morning. And I appreciate the Lord so much. And I certainly appreciate y'all. Thank you for backing me up. Keep praying for me. I know we've prayed a lot, but I feel like we need to pray one more time. Go around the altar or pray right where you're at. Pray just like you feel.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, we do thank you for the service this morning, God. We thank you for every heart and soul that's come. We praise you, God, for the blessings that's been sitting out in heaven above this morning. God, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for being in the midst. Lord, the Spirit of God seems so real in this service. And we thank you this morning, God. And we praise you and love you this morning, Lord. We know that the end will be better than the beginning. God, we want to be there to meet you in peace and greet you in love, respect, and admiration, God. Help us, Lord, to reach that goal, to be the ultimate goal in serving God. Help us to reach, God, the ultimate place, God, where the gratification will never end in heaven, God.